1203 Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio in for Joe DeCamera alongside John Ritchie on Sports Radio 94 WIP. We got James Seltzer behind the glass. You guys with us, 888-729-9494. We're going to talk to Mill Thompson here in a second, live from Philly's Fantasy Camp. First, though, this, of course, is your chance. This hour's code word that will give you a chance to win $1,000 is HOST. Text HOST to 72881 now for your chance to win. One randomly selected nationwide entry will win $1,000. Message and data rates may apply. For rules or to enter online, visit entercomcontest.com. So, as we get set to talk to Mill Thompson, this segment, of course, brought to you by Hearst Snacks for your pregame, game, or postgame cravings. Keep it Philly with Hearst Snacks. Now, Milt, we've known here in this town for a long time. He knows his baseball. I think Milt Thompson is a guy, John Rich, that knows gamers and knows when a player is really given 1,000%. Let's get his thoughts on what's going on at Philly's Fantasy Camp and Joe DeCamera. Milt Thompson, how are you today?
I'm doing fine. How are you guys doing?
Super. Well, no, not super. We're concerned that we as a station and as a show are being misrepresented and that Joe may be leaving the wrong impression on everyone there in camp. How do people feel about Joe DeCamera right now?
Well, it's pretty tough down here right now. You know, there's a lot of players down here and we have injuries and stuff. And usually when a guy is hurt or he pulls a hamstring or something, we usually get a pinch runner for him and still let him hit.
Sure.
And then somebody would run for him. But, you know, I'm not going to talk about somebody being injured, but, you know, I offered it to him. I said, hey, you can still hit and we'll get a runner for you.
That's a great idea. So
they do it all the time down here.
So did Joe accept that, or what did he say?
He just said he's hurting. He doesn't want to do it. So,
Well, hold on. It seems like a perfectly valid alternative.
Well, it makes it even worse because, Milt, we're not sure if you're aware, but Joe really is representing this show at Fantasy Camp, and there's a bet, really.
Our listeners have a chance to go to batting practice with the Phils.
If Joe gets, six hits down there? Is that what it was?
Five hits with an extra base?
I was batting him lead off. I was batting him lead off first two games, and I was going to keep leading him off to give him the chance to do that. And then I offered it. He said his leg was bothering him. I said, you know, we have guys down here who still hit, but we just get a pinch runner in for him.
Yeah. Well, that's a great – okay. So he's flat out refusing that. He's saying he's unable to hit because the groin is a problem. It must be a much larger issue than we can imagine. Like, this must be a very serious injury, Milt. Have the trainers looked at him?
Yes, they have. And, there's other people down here who have pulled a hammy and stuff, and they're still hitting, and somebody's running for them. So, Milt, I don't know what to say.
Milt, I know as a former athlete, you know, you have to respect other athletes' injuries. But as a former 1993 Philly, a team that was – I mean, really got their way to where you guys got to on a lot of grit and grind and toughness. And it has to kind of irk you deep down that you're watching this. I mean, you played on a team and a lot of teams of tough guys. And this, I don't feel like you have a tough guy down there in Joe DeCamera right now, Milt.
Well, I mean, especially because, you know, the people had a chance to go down on the field and stuff like, you know.
Yeah.
Down on Citizens Bank Park field and stuff. I think I would have gutted it out for him.
Yes,
at least
a lot.
Tried to gut it out.
A lot hangs in the balance here. Now, Joe said something. Yeah. Joe, right here, our Joe in studio with me, said something interesting. As a former athlete, you have to respect other athletes' injuries. But, Milt, as a former athlete, do you have to respect other non-athletes' feigned injuries? Like, is –
Wasn't he the MVP in that Powell League game?
Well, he was co-MVP with the – supposedly, he had a pretty good game.
Yeah, listen, Mill, I've played in those games before. You don't exactly have to be the world-class athlete to be an MVP of that game. You could kind of just show up and get your way through it.
He talks about that a lot, too.
The thing you also need to know is I pride myself as being a pretty good hitting coach, and I had a session with him in between our first two games, and he got a hit the second game and swung the bat really well.
Oh, that's great. So things were trending up. And
I thought they were.
All he needed was four more hits, and one being an extra base hit, in order for to bring joy to the lives of many of our listeners. And instead, while provided a reasonable alternative, a pinch runner, he's declining.
Makes it worse.
Oh, this is incredible.
Mill, can you give us a glimpse on the kind of the age range of the participants? Because we're just wondering, you know, how old are the, how old is the oldest participant here that is still actually on the field and participating?
I would say 84. And you start at 35, but I would say the average here is in the mid-50s.
Wow. Incredible. Mill, what about the decision? We heard that Joe was playing center field yesterday. Now, was that your decision, and are you second-guessing
choice? He said he was comfortable in the outfield, and after the first inning, I brought him in and changed the batteries in his GPS system because he wasn't doing too well out there.
We heard that there may have been multiple errors committed by DeCamera yesterday. Is that true?
Well, you can't call them multiple errors because he ran in and the ball went over his head. And the other one was a routine play that he missed the ball, but we got a force out at second.
Okay. So someone else saved his hide.
Exactly.
Wow. Okay. Well, this is very discouraging, Milt. It sounds like we need to hear this a little more from the horse's mouth in terms of exactly what Joe's thinking here. But do you think there's any possibility that he reconsiders your offer and ends up actually trying to gut this out?
Well, hopefully he spends time in the training room today, and maybe he can get out there tomorrow and play in the two games tomorrow.
Yeah.
So that's what we're hoping.
We're all hoping for that. Milt, we really appreciate you hopping on here and giving us kind of setting the scene from Phillies Fantasy Camp. But we're always a big fan of yours, Milt. And make sure DeCamera knows, if you see him, how much is riding on him gutting this out.
Oh. Does he know how mad we are? Does he understand what he's doing? Do you think he recognizes that, Milt?
I don't know if he recognizes. I know he's feeling the heat.
Well, that's good. At least that's positive.
Mill, thank you for hopping on. We appreciate it.
All right, guys, welcome. Take care.
There he goes, Mill Thompson down to Philly.
It's a little stunning. We didn't know that Joe had a potential pinch runner.
This just keeps getting
worse. All you got to do is stand in the box and hit a baseball.
It keeps getting worse. You're at fantasy camp, man. You get a chance to get up there and swing.
And if you think about it.
And you're going to walk with the bases loaded yesterday.
Yeah, no hit on that one. There's a good chance that if Joe took the offer, the person running for him is a better athlete and would
run
faster.
Yep, I had the same thought.
So he could have dribbled a ball in the infield and the runner would have gotten him credit for the infield
hit.
That's a really good point, Joe. It's a really good point.
I mean, he could have eked his way into winning this thing and not having to shave his legs. Is that it?
Yeah.
Wax legs.
Live in studio with as you can see, the windows there.
Yes.
We're going to get as many people outside that window.
Well, I mean, judging by now, this is my first time doing a show here during the day.
You can fit a lot of people there.
You can, and people can see right in here. So that,
exactly.
I think they're going to vote not to do it during their lunchtime, but I vote to do it during everyone's lunchtime. 888-729-9494. Let's talk to Eric in South Jersey. What's up, Eric?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi, Eric.
As far as the Andy Reid thing goes, I'm rooting for him in the Super Bowl. I think the appreciation day is a little bit over the top, but I definitely go with him over Lori for who is more important.
Yeah, well, I'm with you. And I acknowledge Jeffrey Lurie is an incredible owner, top of the heap in terms of he doesn't feel like the spotlight has to be on him, which is a great thing because some owners, they want to steal that spotlight
like
and
Jerry?
Make it all about them. Right. He is he's a great delegator. He hires smart people, he himself being extremely smart, good choices, and it's a constant flow of whatever it takes to make this team better, he provides. I'm so thankful to have Jeffrey Lurie as our owner. I just think Andy, with the hands-on approach, he built something here that is now being sustained, and you can't deny that part.
Eric, give us something softer than Joe DeCamera.
Well, it's still not as soft and definitely doesn't stink as bad, but I'm going with baby poop.
Well, you know what? We opened it up, and someone brought that to the table. Eric, we appreciate it. We'll get in the mix. 888-729-9494. So, yeah, well, that could be soft. There's no question about that. And to camera, we know, is as soft as it gets here at WIP. I can't get past the disappointment in Milt Thompson's voice.
You could hear it, right? Yeah. I had the same reaction. I heard Milt talking, and it sounded like he was so dejected.
I think he was actually encouraged by the work he was doing with Joe in the pregame work.
Like, well, he went out of his way to put him, lead him off, get him as many bats as possible, really trying to get him the opportunities to get the hits we needed.
Are we going to get an explanation from Joe?
That's a good question.
Well, he's got to come back eventually. He has to return to this microphone eventually.
Yeah, but he called in yesterday. Do you think he's on the lam right now from us? Do you think he knows how we feel?
I think someone has alerted him down there.
And so,
we have an update. A John Brazier text. Joe, quote unquote, Joe heard the interview and felt shameful. Milt also made him feel shameful. He's going to hit in the game and have a pinch runner. We did it.
Holy.
We did it.
Wow.
Now, listen.
This is huge.
This is score one for peer pressure today because we basically bullied Joe into doing this.
Yeah, you're right. I guess you're right.
Now I hope he doesn't actually hurt himself or swinging the bat because then we'll be responsible.
Well, this is I appreciate that. And, Joe, if you hear me – eventually, thank you. Thank you for trying to be tough.
Less soft.
Yes.
For being less soft.
This is a big step for him.
Well, you know what? I agree, and I give him credit for
that. If it's true.
It we'll see, and it doesn't mean he's not soft, and it doesn't mean...
It does not mean that.
That's still true.
He very well may. What are the odds on whether he keeps up trying?
Uh-oh.
He could get in the batter's box, swing the bat once, and call it a day.
Slim that he does this for 4 or 5 at-bats. 888-729-9494, #9494 to hop in. Joe Giglio in for Joe to camera, alongside John Ritchie. Lurie or Reed, who deserves more credit for the last 20 years? Give us something softer than Joe to camera. And when we get back, the All-Star announcement came down in the NBA last night. Joel Embiid's an All-Star, and now the debate begins on whether or not Ben Simmons should be. We'll hit on that. Coming up on the other side, right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.